At Armstrong, your connectivity is backed by local technicians, our 24-7 network operations team, and our 24-7 customer service center. Armstrong, unmatched employees, unmatched customer care, unmatched fiber network.
You are listening to the Armstrong Butler Buzz podcast, your source for what is happening in Butler County. This episode is also available in video format on YouTube. Just search for The Neighborhood Channel. You can also follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Armstrong Butler Buzz. Hi, well, today I get to welcome back Julie Thumma. Julie, you're the coordinator for the Early Care and Education Council for Butler County, right?
Correct.
Well, thanks for coming back.
Thank you.
How are you doing?
I'm doing very well.
We love those kids, don't we?
We do.
So a lot of people might not be familiar with this council or the mission of the council. Could you kind of give us an idea of the purpose?
I can. So the Butler County Early Care and Education Council was formed in 2001.
Okay.
And its purpose is to support school readiness. So we bring together community members from early education programs, school districts, social service agencies who all are concerned about the well-being of our little children.
Right.
And them getting to school ready to learn.
Yeah. Which early childhood development is so critically important, as you and I both know. Now, this is coordinated through Life Steps, right?
Yes.
But with the support of Butler County Human Services.
Yes.
The United Way.
And all of our members.
And that's what I was just going to say, the members.
Right. We have about 40 very active organizations and then probably another 125 professionals throughout the county that receive our communications to get resources and support for the families they serve.
Wonderful. And if you're hearing about this council and this is something that you would like to become a member of, they could contact you to learn more.
Absolutely.
All right. So we were talking, and I think it's important that we emphasize this, you know, getting kids ready for school, especially today in the culture that we live in. There's been a lot of factors like the pandemic and technology. What have you seen?
So as we meet across the county over the past couple of years, we're continuing to see children who's had changes in their development as a result of the pandemic and the changes that it made on our life.
Right.
Many kids, if we think about it, our incoming preschoolers this year are COVID babies. So they're 2020 infants. So a lot of those children had very little opportunity for socialization, going out to parks and playgrounds,
playdates
together with family, playdates. Those things were all fairly prohibited while they were first to two, especially, which is a very important period of time. So we are seeing some concerns and delays in language and some other areas of development, motor.
Yeah. And I know a lot of kindergarten, they would like to have some of those skills already kind of like in place so that they can be school ready. Let's get ready to go to the next level.
They would.
And now teachers are trying to catch up.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. A lot of families, when they enroll their children in kindergarten, aren't familiar that Pennsylvania has early learning standards from birth through high school. So there are actually things that they hope that kids come to kindergarten already prepared to know. Not that they have to, but it's helpful to help them succeed in kindergarten.
Absolutely. So let's talk about a fun event that you guys sponsor every year.
Yes.
You're doing something a little bit different this year, and it's like the Week of the Young Child.
It's a celebration.
It's a celebration of the Week of the Young Child. This year, you're having it at the Clearview Mall, and it's Spring into School Readiness?
It is.
Okay, so what's happening?
On Saturday, April 27th, that's part of what's new, is it's a Saturday.
Because
found that weekdays are very hard for families to get out, so we moved to a Saturday at the mall. It's from 10:30 a.m. to 2 p.m., and we have so far about 17 organizations planning to do fun learning activities with the kids and families with the goal that they'll go home with materials that help them better understand how that activity supports learning and development that matters for kindergarten readiness.
Perfect.
And then we have three shows planned. All families will receive a copy of a book called Kitty Cat, Kitty Cat, Are You Going to School? Which could be preschool or school. And then we're going to have that read to all the children. And then there's a music program that's by a therapy agency, Create and Connect Therapy,
okay,
where they're going to help kids kind of think about their feelings and use music to hear how maybe mad sounds or feeling happy sounds. And we have the Early Learning Resource Center doing a kids' spring yoga for them. And then at 1:30, we've booked Mad Science of Pittsburgh to come and do a Sounds of Science program.
Wow. So it's a jam-packed time.
It is.
For families and kids. Is there a charge to this? Do people need to register?
No, they don't. They need to show up. It's free. And
you know, absolutely. And what's nice is that, you know, the mall, there's lots of room. Don't need to worry about the weather.
Right.
Right. Lots of room to kind of like run around and do these activities. Now, did I also see that there's going to be a consignment sale happening?
There is. We have collaborated with an Angels Attic consignment sale.
Okay.
They have a long history of selling children's clothing and toys. And the woman, Stacy, who operates that business, is a teacher and early intervention professional. So she has a passion for us. So we're trying to work together to make sure there's lots of fun activities happening at the mall on the same day.
Yeah, and get a lot of bargains too.
True.
Right. Get those school-ready clothes that everybody needs.
Right.
Aw. So, Julie, thank you for coming again to the Butler Buzz. Good luck with your event.
Thank you.
And thank you.
When it comes to internet service, you get it all with Zoom from Armstrong. There's unlimited data for unlimited downloads, low latency for seamless streaming and gaming, plus an unmatched fiber network for speeds that can't be beat. Find out for yourself. Go to armstrongonewire.com/zoom and get high-speed internet for as low as $34.95 a month. No contracts, no hidden fees. Just internet made easy. That's Zoom Internet from Armstrong.